worshipers at St. Peter's AME Church in South Minneapolis raised their hands in praise on a recent Sunday morning as the church choir belted out songs of praise, delivering messages of hope and love. This small, low-slung brick church has a long history in the African-American community, not only here in Minneapolis, but all over the United States, and it's about to celebrate its 135th anniversary.
The AME Church has a storied history in the African-American community. It was started in 1787 in Philadelphia when Richard Allen, Absalom Jones, and several others left St. George's Methodist Church in protest. They had been segregated in the church. They had been relegated to worshiping in the balcony as opposed to among the other worshipers. And when they were at the altar praying, they were asked to get up, and they said, "We'll leave when we finish praying."
That's Reverend Nazim B. Fakir. He's been the leader of this church since 2012. After many years of running a mortgage business in his native Detroit, he felt called by God. He was a member of the AME Church there and was very much involved in the men's ministry before he answered God's call. Since coming to Minneapolis, he's been very involved in the community around the church on a number of issues, both social and political. The AME Church has a long history of being politically active.
The AME Church was integral during slavery and afterwards and during the Civil War. Many of our churches served as locations on the Underground Railroad to help get slaves from the South to the North. We have been very integral in all of the movements for freedom in this country. As a matter of fact, on many of those marches that took place down south, when there were not other churches that would allow the gatherers to meet, they would meet in AME churches, Brown Chapel AME being one of them in Alabama, where they met before marching across the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
St. Peter's AME Church in Minneapolis is no exception. Many members of the Minneapolis Church have been active in all aspects of Twin Cities life, including leading foundations, other businesses, and schools. And in keeping with its tradition of creating equal opportunities for all, AME Church in Minneapolis was involved in the NAACP. They helped register people to vote and supported other AME members in the South during the Civil Rights era. Many parishioners have been attending for decades.
What's your name?
Shirley Callender.
Oh, and you've been coming here for a long time?
I've been here for over 60 years.
What keeps you coming back?
God and the church, the family. This is my family.
Today, the focus of AME Church is bringing in new parishioners, not just from the African-American community, but from all races.
I've been here as the pastor of St. Peter's for 2 years. And one of the things I immediately noticed was that the neighborhood was changing. This part of the south side of Minneapolis was mostly African-American or primarily African-American. That demographic is shifting. We're seeing more white urban professionals, young urban professionals. We're seeing more Latina folks in the neighborhood. Even Somalis are not far away in this neighborhood. And so what I'm trying to do is craft a ministry that speaks to everybody. You know, it's moving slowly, but we are moving in that direction.
That's our hope, that we certainly would like to evangelize and bring people into the fold. But more importantly, we'd like to make sure that people have services that they need. So we'd like the church to be kind of a beacon in our community. We're trying to recreate that village, if you will, so that even the members who've moved away to the suburbs come back in and realize we need to give back to the central city and, again, be our brother's keeper.
That's Dr. Willie Dean. He's head of the marketing committee at St. Peter's AME Church as they prepare for their 135th anniversary. He says they're not only reaching out to other races, but they're also taking an active role in discussing new development that's happening in the neighborhood. Seward Co-op is gearing up to build its new Friendship store, and it has the potential to bring money into the neighborhood. As the church looks towards the future, they are certainly thinking about the messages of the early AME Church, their involvement in helping the poor and those cast out by society. Reverend Fakir says that tapping into that power will help those in the community meet their needs and feel compelled to help others do the same. For KFAI, I'm Allison Herrera.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.